Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. I've decided to put this one together after remembering a short conversation I had with Art Fry. Many of you may not know who Art Fry is. He's a great example of a scientist who was able to figure out what to do with an otherwise unsuccessful research result. This story is mostly about Art, so let me begin with Spencer Silver. Spencer was a chemist at 3M Company that was working on new adhesives. When your employer started out gluing rocks to paper to get sandpaper and specializes in all kinds of adhesives and tapes and glues, this is an important job. One of his experiments had produced a substance that would stick to stuff, but only up to a point, so the bond wouldn't hold up to much force. The stuff was interesting, but no good for adhesive tape or sandpaper or glues or pretty much any of 3M's existing products. Art Fry had attended a seminar where Spencer Silver described this material. The story goes that sometime later, Art was frustrated with trying to mark the pages in hymnals for his church choir because he needed something that would hold the page markers on but not damage the pages when they were removed. You probably can figure out what comes next. Spencer and Art tried out his idea for making removable stickers by making a bunch of stick-on paper labels from the substandard adhesive and some yellow paper that was available in the lab. Then they talked 3M into making a larger batch of sticky paper notes, which were tried out at 3M, and then further developed and marketed more broadly. It took a while and a lot of work for the products to catch on, since not many people realized that they could use such things. But now it's estimated that something like 60 billion Post-it notes are made each year. Not bad for a failed experiment. I hope that you liked this little bit of science and technology history. I thought that it might interest you because, as you well know, 3M got its start right up here, where Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing was incorporated and began mining lakeshore stone that they mistakenly thought was carborundum, which is good for making sandpaper. You've all seen the museum on 6th Street. My story about Post-it notes could have easily featured Spencer Silver, but it was Art Fry that I met at a UMD science gathering. I don't know much about Art except that he is born in Owatonna, he graduated from the University of Minnesota, and he's well respected at 3M. From our brief conversation, I found that he's well aware of the 3M Museum and the company's early history up here, and likes visiting the North Shore. Oh yeah, and that he seems like a real nice guy. Until the next bit of science comes your way, goodbye.